In Germany, a Syrian refugee running for a legislative seat in the upcoming election has withdrawn his candidacy because of racist attacks and death threats. Esme Nicholson has more.
Tarek Alaouz, a 31-year-old lawyer and human rights activist from Damascus, was hoping to become the first Syrian refugee to make it into the Bundestag. He spoke to NPR shortly after announcing his bid for the Green Party.
We refugees were all so motivated when we arrived in Germany. We wanted to learn the language and become part of society. That was nigh impossible because of the asylum process. That's why I want to become a federal lawmaker.
When Alaouz fled Syria 5 years ago, he thought he was leaving the threat of violence behind him.
The whole reason I came to Europe was so that I could live in safety and with dignity.
But citing death threats and a racist offensive against him, Alaouz stood down last month. He's currently not talking to the press, but he has spoken to fellow Green Party candidate Lamia Kador.
I wasn't surprised by the threats and abuse pitted against Tarek, but I think he was. We have a problem with racism in this country, and not just with far-right extremists. Racism is widespread even in the middle of society.
Kador says she faces racism daily. Her parents also came to Germany from Syria, but she was born here.
I'm used to a certain level of hatred and hostility. It doesn't scare me anymore. But it's scary for Tarek, who's experiencing such vehement racist abuse for the first time.
Like Kador, journalist Ferda Ataman was saddened but not surprised by Alaouz's decision.
Being the target of racist abuse and threats myself, I fully understand why Tarek Alaouz has stepped aside. But it's very bitter news. Effectively, he's unable to take part in our democratic process, which is a damning verdict on our society.
Ataman, who wrote the book I'm From Here, Stop Asking, is the director of Neue Medienmacher, an organization that strives for diversity within the media and politics. She says they have a long way to go.
Herzlich willkommen zu Schleichfernsehen. Diesmal aus einer
2 days after Alaouz stepped aside, Bavarian Public Television aired an ostensibly satirical comedy sketch about the election, featuring a comedian in blackface.
Dass im deutschen Fernsehen Blackfacing gemacht wird.
Unfortunately, blackfacing on television here is not that unusual, and it's only just starting to be questioned. I think that says everything about where Germany is when it comes to tackling racism.
Ataman says another glaring sign that racism is well and truly ingrained in society is the disproportionate representation of minorities in politics. She says between 92 and 96% of state and federal lawmakers are white, even though people with what's referred to here as a migration background make up 26% of Germany's population. Last year, Zene Shaheen was hoping to stand for mayor in the Bavarian town of Wallerstein before he was forced to step aside.
When I announced my candidacy, there was a huge outcry, especially from the conservative CSU council members who said the C for CSU stands for Christian, not Muslim. So I withdrew from the race. I didn't want to cause a rift in our town.
Shaheen, an engineer whose parents are from Turkey, was born in Germany, but he says he's still considered an outsider.
They didn't like my name, my background, or my faith. And that hurt, of course, because I knew that if I were called Thomas Müller, they'd have supported me.
Filiz Kekeluolu says German political parties need to take a hard look at themselves. She's the co-founder of the empowerment network Bund Grün within the Green Party.
Every political party in Germany is far whiter than society, and this is a major deficit in our democracy. We work with established politicians within the Green Party, people willing to question their own privileges, who are open to power sharing.
She says the ruling Conservatives could use a similar diversity initiative ahead of this September's election. Markus Söder, one of the leading politicians of the centre-right and the state premier of Bavaria, attended a carnival in 2015 dressed as Mahatma Gandhi in brownface. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.